It's the Daily Talk Show episode 303.
I'm feeling good. Half from the chocolate, the other half from bumping into a friend that I haven't seen in many, many years.
Oliver?
Yeah, Oliver Stenning. Absolute fucking legend.
You're okay to do last names?
Whatever. He's my homeboy.
Okay.
I won't tell you Conspiracy Jimmy's last name. Can't. Because...
He'll crack it.
Yeah, it adds to the mystique. No, but it was nice. This is someone who I think about, you know, every month at least once. Like, you know, the people who you grew up with where you just mm-hmm. – there's something in your life, a memory, a place that will trigger a thought or a memory of that person because you spent some time doing that. And so Oliver is one of those people that I grew up with. We had a little clique, the Gardy, the Gardy boys.
What does that mean?
We grew up in Gardenvale. And
I thought it was, so what happened when your suburb or ended up going to Brighton?
Yeah, we our parents got the money and we still called it Gardy Boys.
Even though you're
well, in the Brighton. Gardenvale was a train station.
Okay,
that we lived close by,
and you hung at the train station.
Yeah, we used to hang out along the train line, train stations. Then we sort of upgraded to cars, and then we were hanging in cars, parties. But I was just showing Oliver some photos from back in the day that I've uploaded to Google Photos, and he shivered as soon as I mentioned that I've got photos from back in the day, because he's like, I thought they just fucking disappeared, which is fair, because like back if you're not, I think you and I are probably like, you're extreme, I'm sort of halfway there of the dudes who actually like I feel like I'm dumb when it comes to storage and things like that, but I've somehow kept all these hard drives and shit from old cameras and kept it. Whereas the thing I didn't do, which I've taken the leaf out of your book, was actually storing them so I can keep them forever on an account.
Yeah.
So I've done that. And so I was just showing some photos and we'll just, oh, those times.
Oliver seemed like a cool guy.
Legend.
He lives in Berlin.
Yeah. So if we got a Berlin contact if we're going over there.
Guten Tag to our German audience.
Yeah. Or, hey, mate, how are you? To Oliver.
Wie geht's dir?
Yeah.
But what I thought was interesting is I feel like friends who move overseas have a certain vibe.
Yeah.
Do you see his T-shirt that he was wearing?
Oh, it's Patagonia.
Yeah.
That's.
Don't you think it's there's something about like...
Patagonia was started by an American bloke. Great story to that though. But yeah, no, I get the I actually just saw him walking off and I was like, Patagonia.
He's got like the shaved head. Did he always have a shaved head?
No, he had long hair.
Shaved head, the Patagonia thing. There's something about like, oh, this guy's, he's from overseas.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think he would be a friend that would move overseas.
Really?
Like, I think it's a big thing to, like, yeah, my cousin moved overseas, never came back.
Could he speak back. German?
Who?
Ollie.
Ollie? No, he said his girlfriend. She grew up in the UK, and he just mentioned. I don't say. I'm saying like I know it. He just told me.
Well,
but she grew up in Europe, and he and she's teaching Oliver German.
Okay,
so that's cool.
Because there was I feel like there's a few questions that constantly get asked when you've got an international friend.
Yeah.
But you're very quick to say, "Is your girlfriend? Is she
European?
European?
I didn't slurp my lips.
You did a little bit like that. Is she European?
I said, is she European? If you move to Berlin and you end up with an Australian, fucking how useless is that?
What's the
move to Berlin and marry some exotic woman?
But Australians, like, there's people watching us who are like, these Aussie guys are very exotic.
Yeah, true. I mean, I went to Bali and came back with
with a Balinese woman.
No, not a Balinese woman, an Australian woman from Sydney, my now wife.
Yeah.
And my forever wife, but she
my forever wife.
My now wife and my, forever
that's
wife.
That's why I said forever wife.
That's very
I said
funny.
My now wife, like there's going to be another wife. Talking about forever wife, we haven't gotten an update from Mr. 97 in a while. 97.
Yeah, he's looking for his forever wife.
what's happening? Give us a date update.
Yeah.
There might be something happening Friday.
Okay, that's sick. Do you need time? Do you need to ask the boys to let you out early or?
Nah, I think we should be fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Look, we're supportive. We can give you an Uber charge.
Can we? I guess we could. I guess that'd be
I'll
nice.
I'll book you. I'll get you an Uber if you need.
What's the actual?
Not an XS, mate. Not a fucking black. Just standard. You just get Uber. Actually, Paul. You get Uber Paul.
Absolutely, Uber Paul. So what's the conversation been that's made you think that you're going on a date? Because you thought that on Sunday you were going to go on a date and it didn't happen?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, we don't forget. Yeah. What's changed?
No, nothing. It was just, it just didn't work in terms of timings and availabilities.
Yeah. So. I said front footed and just lock, like, here's the time. Here's what's happening.
Well, the friend,
be the leader. Or, you know, lead the arrangement.
Well, she actually invited you to her, she was going to see her friend do something or whatever, some sort of sporting activity. And
fuck it. Do you want to give every detail? You can't.
Did you see me filtering, but I did a really bad job.
You did a fucking horrible job.
I started, she invited you somewhere. It was a sporting activity. It was her friend's athletics. And so the question.
You can have faith in me that I don't reveal your secrets, Mr. 97.
I don't know if these are secrets. These aren't secrets. But anyway, she invited you to that. You thought that you could.
That was a bit of a joke.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you said. But I thought, no, I would have taken up on the offer to go watch the friend. But it's fine. So what's the plans on Friday?
No, we don't need to know. I think Friday is enough for me to. It's tomorrow. It's fucking Thursday today. Jesus, week's flown. But tomorrow, I hope it happens. And then Monday, we can have a nice chat. Yep. But yeah, that's it, mate. Well done. Well done. I was worried. I was really worried that we shameless had put in a lot of effort and nothing was coming from the fruit that had ripened.
Oh well, you've got Mr. 97's back. Whatever. we also got an email too from someone from Alex in the UK.
Yeah.
And what Alex said was that he's asked for some stickers. Absolutely, Alex.
Bloody oath,
you're getting the stickers.
Yes.
But what he said, he sent a really nice email, and then he said, "P.S. Josh has some strange boundary issues. Did he genuinely think it was a good idea to start Mr. 97's dating interactions with a disclaimer? The thought made me cringe hard."
Yeah, and that was exactly
what's the boundary.
I put it out there.
So the boundary issue, the thing I'm not sure on is he saying
you're wanting to template an initial response to anyone that contacted Mr. 97. Do you not see the flaws in that?
But is he saying the boundary issue in that don't be silly, you don't need to ask? Or is the boundary
issue? I wish you could see Mr. 97's face. He gives some of the best facial reactions to things. A lot of time out of proportion, but that was amazing. That was amazing. What were you thinking, mate?
From a boundary point of view, why? Where's the crossing the line there? Is that because we're asking, or the idea that you don't need to ask them? Be cool about it.
Yeah, I interpreted that email as that's an outrageous thing to ever say to somebody from the initial get go. It changes the tone. What it was like a templated, hey, this is what you're basically signing up for.
No, that sounds wrong. What was it? The way that we, if you're listening for the first time, Mr. 97, he works with us here on the show. He's the producer, and he basically had let slip that he hadn't been on a date before.
Ever. In his 19 years.
He's 19 years old. And so we helped a brother out and we hooked some things up, and before you know it, he's got 155 followers as of recording, and many of them are willing participants in dates. Yeah, and the criticism that I received off and on the air was that there wasn't clarity on the fact that Mr. 97's life is very much revolves around what we do on the podcast.
Yeah.
And so I thought that to make it very clear that the dating stuff, whilst it is a really nice thing for Mr. 97, I'm really happy and hope that he finds someone. ABC, always be contenting.
Yeah. I mean, that is the filter we have. And what we've worked out based on another dating interaction you had is that not everyone appreciates the ABC methods that we do. Mm. And Mr. 97 has his sensibility cap on, and he respects the people that he's speaking with.
And so how could you not show more respect than being so upfront and saying, hey.
I think more respect is actually just going, letting him go on dates and him feel, telling us and us dropping the details.
But how do I know what
the fucking athletics carnival or whatever it is.
It's not a carnival. That sounds like carnival's going to high school. yeah, athletics. Little athletics.
But yeah, I think it's just, no, I like it. You're no filter. No, well, so I don't Jansen. Have. I mean, it's fine.
But this is my issue. I'm sorry, 97. I can see that you're slightly.
No, I just want it to work for him because I think we'll be able to. Like, imagine if he finds the perfect person.
But part of it
and she's on the show.
Yeah,
with Mr. 97, they actually host the weekend recap of the Daily Talk Show.
I mean, that's my dream. but don't you think there is something in like let's be sort of loose about it all, and so it's that whole thing. If you can't accept me at my worst. You don't deserve me at my best. And so if we're his worst, I now feel we're like not
his worst. I don't want to be his worst. You might be his worst. Okay. Don't bring me down on the worst train.
Okay, so not to bring any other details, anything else happening in that sort of field?
No, 97? Not
too much. Okay. We got an email from Emily in Sweden. She's been listening to the podcast since mid-Feb.
Is that how you pronounce? That's really good.
Emily, what do you mean? What are you saying pronounce? Pronounce it's, what?
No, Emily. No, that's great. Like, I've never seen Emily spelt like that before.
Yeah.
E-M-E-L-I-E.
Yeah, Emily from Swedes.
Yeah.
Currently 108 episodes in. I mainly listen to the podcast when I'm studying and walking to the university and gym. Would be nice to represent the Daily Talk Show with some stickers here in Sweden.
Emily.
You got stickers.
You're getting stickers.
That's sick.
The thing that I'm starting to worry about is we're getting a lot of emails. I don't know.
International. Is that what you're worried about?
No, I'm worried about. We got an email from Sarah as well.
Yeah.
Sarah's in Vancouver.
Shout out to Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. She thought that Cadbury cream eggs was a Canadian thing.
Yeah, well, now they're a Canadian Australian thing.
Well, yeah, I don't think
maybe they're just part of the Commonwealth.
Yeah, they're Commonwealth thing.
And then we also got an email from Helen.
Yeah.
From a suburb that I've never heard of, Sylvan. Yeah,
are we giving details?
What you're gonna find?
Wait, so I get in trouble?
What, Helen?
Wait, Helen from? We've taken shows. We've had to beep shows for saying fucking suburb.
Nah.
If you've never heard of it, how do we know how big the street is? How do we know how big the suburb is?
Suburbs. I have a gauge of the suburb.
You've never heard of it before.
It's hard to find a singular name. You can find Tommy Jacket. We've done this experiment. It's fucked. You can find my fucking address. I've got to sort that out.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
But I can't see.
But I don't. You need full name. Mm. You need location. You need like a few clues. That's not one.
And I say a whole area of a sport.
No. You talk about someone who is investing in Mr. 97 and his heart.
Investing in
his heart. Like there is. It's not. It's like that's pretty specific. Mm. Think about Mr. 97. I could find this person that you guys are talking about. I could find the bloody carnival that you're going to, the primary school you're hanging out.
How?
Nah, I'm just saying. I could. You're giving more details than I'm giving.
But how could you ever? Like you actually Helen. Could. You couldn't. You couldn't based on that. Anyway, I'm pushing back on the thing that.
No, pushing back on getting in trouble for giving too much details that could. What happened last time, bro? Do we need to go there? Like the last whole incident, and you doubled down and fucking screenshot and posted.
What did I screenshot?
He screenshotted the conversation or something.
What
you
did I
led
do?
With you bury the lead.
What was the? But this is what I think. Sometimes you say, "Bro, do you really want to go there?" And it frames up this thing like there's something really bad.
No, ask Mr. 97. That's like what we think of it is.
What did we decide?
He
on
went 97? Mute. That's why we haven't heard from him.
I think we've been very good in leaving it. And the fucked up thing is, we've brought up the dating thing, and it's turned into a blow up. But I think it's cool. The thing is that you control the snippets. I think the concern time.
No, he doesn't. You control that one.
No, you control. You controlled the Instagram story.
The funny thing was that was such a like. So you were upset because I. That's right. I had asked you, are you still open for business? As just a way of being like, are you still dating and all that sort of thing? Which put you in an uncomfortable position because like the whole thing is going on multiple dates. That was the whole thing from the start.
Yeah.
You said that and then I just realized, I'm like, why would you create a snippet? But I realized you didn't create a snippet. I press play on YouTube and recorded my screen.
I get it. Look, we want someone who is fun and can enjoy a bit of, you know, banter with us. Mm-hmm. And that's and can be a part of this because Mr. 97 is a big part of our life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we love him and we want him to find the best partner for him.
Mm.
And that has to be someone who is goes to the gym. No.
Emily from Sweden.
Well, maybe. Loves the Daily Talk Show. I think loves the Daily Talk Show.
I think that should be like one of the key things is
listen. For who? For you? that they love the Daily.
Well, no, but seriously, if you don't like proximity effect.
Well, you couldn't date Karl Stefanovic's daughter and hate the Today Show when he was on it.
That's a weird analogy. He's not on, like, because there's so much cloud around that. Well, Carl got kicked off the Today Show.
Okay, I'll find a better one. You couldn't date Hamish Blake's son, who is very young and
now older. Now pick a mate.
And hate Hamish Blake as a comedian, as the person who is the front of the content. So if Mason finds somebody, Mr. 97, and they don't like Josh, sorry, she's not for us.
What about this one? You can't date Donald Trump's daughter.
If you don't like Trump.
What's her name?
Ivanka.
Is it Ivanka? Is it Ivanka?
100%. I know my Trump.
Ivanka Trump if you don't like Donald.
Yeah.
That's fair?
I think it would be very hard to be in a relationship. Mm. You can not like things that he does, but I think you'd need to like him as a person.
Yeah.
It's hard to go and date Ivanka now if she gets on Tinder now and is trying to find... Well, she is, but if she tried to find someone now, it'd be very fucking hard.
Yeah.
That dude's married into the Trump the Trump fucking dynasty. Yeah. Or, you know,
there's a lot of baggage there. You know, we were talking yesterday on the show about all the SATs.
So the test that you sit if you are... I think there's many times that you can sit them, but the example was my friend wanting to study psychology later in life had to sit some test that is like a general knowledge test to see if you can even start studying.
Mr. 97, can you look up New York Times college scam?
New York Times college scam.
So New York Times has written about it. All the big newspapers have written about it. There has been this huge scam that's been uncovered with elite, high-profile people paying for their kids to get into elite colleges without having to do any of the required things.
Yeah. I read a headline and...
What's the headline, 97?
What was the headline?
What does it say? Because I don't...
It didn't explain it as well as you did then.
No.
Is that quite good?
No, that was good.
Literally, this headline is coaches and parents in college scheme find jobs in danger.
Yeah. Fuck, mate. Well, that useless. Was useless.
Well, some people are actually like federal charges. It's huge because what's happened is... there's a few different ways that they're getting around getting into the college, right?
Yeah.
So one of the ways, no joke, is they were for a couple of $100,000, they will get photoshopped photos of your child and put them onto elite college athletes and show that they have, like, and it turns out that one of the people who were part of this scheme, she's 5 foot and she was photoshopped onto a basketballer and got in through a basketball scholarship. So they didn't have to do it all.
So they're actually having to pull the wool over somebody's eyes. Look, we're just fucking.
So it's in with money, the coaches. So they let us in. They're giving money to the coaches and stuff.
Like
to do
personally.
It.
So yeah. The poker. Well, so it's not going to the school. Is
no,
it?
But
it's
there's
individual
also,
level.
Yeah.
Oh, that's full on.
And so there's also where they've been, say, those SAT test type of things, the SATs in the US. What they've been doing is they basically get all these doctor's notes from psychiatrists or doctors or whatever saying that they've got a learning difficulty.
Yeah.
And so they get special exemptions where they get an extended amount of time to do the test over 2 days. And over those 2 days, they basically do whatever they want on the first day. And then the second day, they've just got like a proxy person who does it all, fills it all out. And so the funny thing was that there were cases where these students were getting all of this help from, you know, these people. So they wouldn't sometimes know. So the parents would go and do all this work and they just think they're sitting the normal test.
Yeah.
And they were saying how they'll sometimes they'd get these epic results and the kids were like, oh, I think I can do better. And like, no, because they'd done so much back-end work to make all this shit happen. And the dummy had gotten too much confidence.
Do you think the students knew or the parents were the only ones? So it's like the stage mum.
The parents were pushing for it more.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, what's the sort of the equivalent here? Like it would be hard. I don't think I'd take the money. But you see when these people are probably not getting paid much and they're like, fuck.
One of the cases was $6.5 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll probably turn me crook for $6.5 million.
Yeah. And
it's a lot of cash.
Pretty crazy. And so the other thing that's happening too is why it's been sort of like the apparently the federal police.
So the FBI.
The FBI raided, you know, like arrived at these people's houses and stuff, like guns drawn and shit. And it's
a bit excessive.
Well, part of it is because it was a tax avoidance scheme as well. So what they were doing, not only were they giving all this money, but they were running it through a charitable organization. So they had a fake charity and then they would then use it as like education funds or whatever and pay it out and doing all this dodgy
shit. That's so cruel. Like,
all to get into college.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. They're seriously...
that was me, sorry.
Not thinking about their own and they're thinking about their future of their child. It doesn't really make sense because any logical human's like, well, if this fucks up, it ruins everything for my kid. Gives them everything.
Wouldn't you hate being the kid in that situation?
Of course you would. There's the F1 documentary that I've been talking about on Netflix, one of the teams, Williams.
I don't think you have told us much about it. Can you explain? You mentioned it a little bit.
It's timely that it comes out just before the launch of the 2019 season of F1. Happens here. It starts tomorrow.
Wait, does the season kick off? Is the first race in Melbourne?
I'm pretty sure the first race is...
Can you look that up?
Starts tomorrow, qualifying, goes into the weekend, the final race is on Sunday.
The whole season for the world starts in Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
And so it then goes around the world and the Melbourne one is pretty big. It's fucking ginormous. And so there's one driver, Australian driver, in the entirety of
Ricardo.
Daniel Ricardo. He's a legend. So this documentary is about the 2018 season leading up through to – it just leads through the season, right? And so it looks at – there's a heavy emphasis on Daniel Ricciardo. There's some heavy shit that was happening where he was like, you know, the older driver of the two. Each team has two drivers. Mm. And so he was the older one and it was coming to the end of his contract and all this shit's going on.
Who's
he's with Red Bull. I don't know. I think it's a Netflix original, which doesn't mean they made it.
Well,
they
that's
mean
the thing
they paid
with Netflix
for it,
original.
Right?
That's the one thing that a lot of creators get upset about because – Netflix put up these Netflix original things. Yeah. The reality is they buy it and put their little sticker on it.
Either way, it is so good. It is so good. But one of the drivers for Williams, which is one of the other teams, is this young kid and his father is a billionaire and his father invests heavily into this team, like $100 million or something a season. Like ridiculous because it's a money business. Like you need lots of money to make the cars.
That's even like V8s, even go-karts and shit. Like it's drag racing. All of those things are fucking expensive.
Yeah. And so you need people with deep pockets. And this guy invests. And the kid is good though because he's like...
You always say kid. You say Mr.
His kid. He's 19.
So Mr. 97. When does Mr. 97 move on from being a kid?
When he has his second date.
Really?
No.
That could be Friday.
I like it. I don't see Mr. 97 as 10 years younger than me, but he is.
Yeah.
He's nearly 11 years younger than
me.
But
when do we start? When do we stop calling him a kid? Because when Ollie came in, it's like, oh, I've got a kid Mason who's doing work with us.
Do you not like it, Mr. 97? That's not you, Josh.
You don't fucking like it. No, it doesn't bother me. No.
Doesn't bother you?
Baby doesn't care.
No, that's fine. And but the kid, the 19-year-old kid who's a F1 or
double down, like just kid.
He's a kid comparatively to most
adults.
Yes. Okay. And he accepts it. He's like, I know I've got to walk in here. I know this is the reality.
Oh, he says
here.
That.
But he also he can drive a fucking F1 car. He's a good driver. It's hard.
But if you had a lot of training, like I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if we had.
Definitely
like,
not you. You couldn't become an F1 driver.
Well, just because of my height.
Yeah, I guess.
What were you going to say?
Your coordination. Your
I think that I, like if I my parents had more money, maybe I'd be better, more coordinated.
Amy and I were actually saying that. Like, you look at all the F1 drivers. Mm. They're all kind of attractive. They've got a lot of them are charismatic. Mm. Like, look, Jenson Button, Lewis Hamilton. Like, these dudes are dating pussycat dolls, this, like supermodels. Like,
dating pussy.
No, but they're like, they're a part of this world. And I don't know if it's where you put them up. You know, like, they're on this pedestal. Yeah. They're, you know, the... It's like minority of the world doing this thing that 1%. No one else. Yeah, they are the 1%.
Yeah.
They're of a league of, you know, 20 drivers, and they make $50 million a year. And they.
So how much they make?
Daniel Ricciardo's contract. Daniel Ricciardo is making $49 million a year, dude. That's his contract for driving, not including sponsors. It, like, think about it. He's risking his life every time he gets in the car. But I was thinking, is there some guy out there that is, you know, from what people think is butt ugly. He's 20%. He's at 20, butt mm-hmm. ugly. But he's actually the best driver in the world. He's so good. He's better than all of these guys. But he'll never get it based on his looks. Do you think that's a thing in terms of, like, the sport? Like, look at Ronaldo.
Soccer. Is he a soccer player?
Yeah, Ronaldo. Mm. He's a good-looking guy. Like, you might not be.
Beckham.
Like, these people are up the top. It's always like, I look at the AFL footy players.
James Heard.
Fucking good looking blokes out on that field. How does that happen? How do they get so talented and also real good looking?
Nathan Buckley.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Andrew Gaze.
Oh, whew. No, but there is. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So I know it. Like, Ricciardo, he's literally the full package.
Trying to think of other sports people's
yeah.
names.
It is. It's interesting.
Mm. I was trying to think. I actually, I had friends work on a shoot with Ricciardo.
Yeah.
And it's the closest thing that I have to, like, gossip.
What is he? Is he a diva?
No, he's not a diva. I don't know whether to, I don't know if it was Ricciardo. I'm not going to
say F1 driver.
I'll say an F1 driver.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But allegedly, that they were doing a film with him in it,
yeah.
And he had to go because his night install had what he had planned was a big orgy.
No, definitely not Ricciardo.
Mm, that's what I heard.
Definitely not Ricciardo.
And he was like quite whichever F1. It mustn't have been Ricciardo.
But who's publicising to the team, guys? I've got an orgy.
Well, yeah, it was a little bit.
Appreciate
like,
his honesty.
Yeah, just like, guys, I've got to be out of here.
Yeah,
because I'm having an orgy. I mean, this is how rumors start.
Pants off at 8.
Remember, like, there was the there's always weird, you know, there's news anchors that it turns out that, like, I remember someone told me that a wine bottle was found in that person at a hospital, and you'd heard the story as well.
I'd love to show just cut to Mason's reaction right now.
What's his what was his reaction?
Just saw a ghost or something.
Yeah.
No, he just saw a wine bottle in a guy's ass. That's what he was thinking, or a woman's ass.
Yeah, or whatever it was.
I thought you were going to say on air.
No, it wasn't on air. No, but it was like it was actually my science teacher. So yeah. I had some weird teachers. My science teacher said how his friend was a paramedic and had to go to the you know, take the person to the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, so you've got like the connection.
Yeah, but the thing is that this same thing happened on Christmas time where someone said that they found a wallet, gave it to someone, and the person said, there's going to be a terrorist attack at Chadston Shopping Centre. Right? So this was a friend, like a direct friend had said that their friend, it happened to their friend.
And so Josh called me. And told me.
I did.
You called me, told me.
I was like,
you know what I did? Told my brother.
Yeah.
But the bit I dropped, because I forgot the bit about how it was your mate's friend. Yeah. I said it was your friend that found the fucking thing. So you see how this shit gets out. And so, next minute you've got a bottle in your eyes.
but
it just turned out.
Vicpol, like Victorian police had to come out and say, there is a rumour that, you know, this is happening. And the thing was that, a friend of mine was spewing, who's friends with the friend who had told us.
Yeah.
Because she actually called up high profile people and been like, hey, this is happening. Mm. And she was, before she made the call, she said, are you sure? Was this actually your friend?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was a friend. It was all bullshit.
it is like I've said it on this show before. Who's seen a ghost? It's always someone that you know of someone. Or who's ever done a seance? No, it was my mate's mate who did this seance and the cup was moving. It's always like it is always one step away. Yeah. And so,
or the friend is a little bit tweaked.
Yeah. Or the friend dropped one of the main pieces of information that it was actually his friend's friend that
it happens,
I can't vouch for.
It does happen. Yeah, yeah, and it turns out,
Josh has a bottle in his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
We're off to the hospital.
I actually started off unfiltered on the show.
Yeah.
Started filtering. Yeah, yeah. That was the end bit, was me filtering. That's why I didn't have anything because I had something. I was like, am I going to say it?
We could go back and forth on that bottle here for a long time.
Yeah, it's a Daily Talk Show. The stickers.
Yes, you still want them. hi@thedailytalkshow.com is our email address.
And in the subject line, you put the words stickers and you put your address in the body of the email. And the funny thing is you flippantly said, now, just include what you would do for dinner or something with Mr. 97 or whatever it is. Alex actually said, Mr. 97 sounds like a stand-up dude, but being happily married, I wouldn't date him, but I would let him cook for me if he fancies a trip over here.
That's to the UK. He also said, I don't really have a favourite dessert, maybe bread and butter pudding or fab lollies or homemade pavlova, but with fruit and creme fraiche. I'm sure you could do that.
Instead of what? Pavlova, but with fruit and creme fraiche.
Creme fraiche,
I don't know about the what is
creme fraiche? I think it's like this whipped, like, it's kind of like, it's not. I'm not a fan
and
of it.
And what's the bread and butter pudding? That's
that sounds nice.
Yeah. Bread. Is it literally
and
that?
Butter in a pudding.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
It is. We should just maybe have we could Mr. do it 97 a, bring it in on
we
a
could
Friday.
Do it as a Fat Friday.
Yeah. No, it sounds good. But yeah. Tell us where you're listening from because it's been nice. We've been hearing all the different places and how you found us. It's so nice.
I don't think I got to it, but it would also be good. I think I got distracted with this when we're doing the stickers bit. I said, I'm worried about something. And you said, is it the price of the international
shipping
for the stickers? That's fine. Just that we've only got the one type of sticker and should we try and get the sticker page done in the next week or so we can send them all out, something that's got like little squeegee, gronk, all that sort of thing. I don't know.
Well, if you...
When do you get back to 3D deal as well?
If you wait, you may receive that or you may not.
Yeah.
We didn't get to it in time, but we will at some point. Well, this is not the only sticker run. We've done three. This is our fourth. Yeah. We open it up every couple of months.
Don't underplay it.
Every other month.
Is that the same as every couple of months? Every other month?
I don't know.
It's today's talk show. Hi, the dailytalkshow.com. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you.